some plants, like if you look at them in the numbers between them, some plants need more attention. You know what I mean? Some are right just the way they are. They just need to be watered regularly, but some plants need to be removed.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and in your garden, sometimes you just get rid of some trees because they're causing a problem. And you know, and so some roles you might want to delete because it's so flexible. You can also have fantasy roles, like problem roles are a big part of it. But fantasy roles are things you haven't started yet, and something you dream, a dream role. Like for example, if you're doing this with teenagers, a lot of their roles are dream roles because they're not allowed to do anything yet. They're allowed to know about it. They're like, you know, because I've got a 16-year-old. Yeah, they're allowed to know about sex. They're allowed to know about drinking. They're allowed to know in detail about everything, but they're not allowed to do it yet. Right? So a lot of things that when you work out an adolescence thing, because they just want to fill the day in neurobiologically. They get a double dopamine hit for novelty, so they're entertained easily if you can get them to do the things. And they just want to fill the day in, but they're still in a stage where they're not actually being their full selves yet, because a lot of their roles are future of going to uni, you know, getting a partner, all sorts of things. They're like, some people get them now, but a lot of are in the future when you're a teenager, and some things you're trying or you're doing a little bit of.
Teenagers are going to need so much support being grounded and secure moving forward. There's bizarre laws being passed
They
around
need
the world,
their
you
own little
know.
gardens that they can work on.
So every parent needs to know this. You know, people need to really be able to share this and understand it and know it so that they can support all the little humans in their life as well.
Well, my son's 16 and he does this and he's doing very well in all of his areas and he's very keenly aware of it and he's like reaching goals in a really beautiful way. And it's interesting to see a teenager working on it. And because it's really functional, because you could do a it's like if you've got to roll out a balance, like just say people have never thought much about something spiritual and they want to do it, it creates a section for it. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's okay to never try something before. You can try things anytime. You can always learn something new. Oh, that was what I was going to say. The other thing that this would be helpful for would be, you know, how they're starting to use social credit systems. This actually sets you up for protection from that because it lays out, you know, so you can actually strategize against something like that by using a system like this to make sure that you've got all your checks and balances in place. It's like you can say, no, I'm doing this. You know what I mean? And you can develop those social roles if you need to because of some totalitarian thing. I mean, I was lucky during the pandemic, I had this. And I was growing my garden during the pandemic and kind of enjoying being at home and not caring very much because I had all these, oh, I can play music, I can do all these things. I was at uni, it was like, oh, this is fine with me.
It's you know, the 15-minute cities will work very well for someone who's got all their little gardening bits in place.
That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. That's Oxford in England.
Being integrated next year.
Is that really true? Like I hear that stuff and I can't even
Yeah,
believe
no,
it's
it's
real.
absolutely true. You know, they passed it. They passed it in the local councils.
I
So
know.
it's already
They do it on the
passed.
local council level. It's hard to make things go back once you put them in
I
legislation like
know,
that.
legislation. You know, people say, oh, but you know, it's not like they'll ever use it. And you go, why are they passing the legislation? Like, you know, as of March this year, 12-year-olds and over will be able to choose euthanasia in Canada to help them through mental health illness. Like, I
That's so
just
strange.
am disgusted at the way governments are passing things around the world.
I so in counselling, the accreditation boards make ethics out of these things, and are they going to make that a type of affirmative care if someone's a
It's
kid says they
called
want to
MAID.
suicide?
So it's.
No, but I see more things becoming affirmative like that. Like if you're a professional, they only give you one choice of what you're allowed to do.
Yes.
And you're not allowed to take into the, like for example, suicidal kids killing themselves?
Yeah.
That really says that, doesn't it? I
Yeah,
saw it on the news, but I didn't
17th
look.
of March, they're planning on passing that, and because they've got the
Under,
numbers, it will go through.
I heard that they said that it was for, because in adolescence they divided up and not teenager, not, because in
But
some of
we
the
know this is a
legislation.
slippery slope. We know if they pass the legislation, then they are planning on making this easy for people. And
Yeah,
they
but they
said they
use it.
actually discussed it, and they have no intention of telling the parents before it happens.
Right. So much
It's
of this stuff is undermining
disgraceful.
the parents. Really? They said that? Did you
Yeah.
see that?
Yep.
To hide it from the
Well,
parents?
the same way that they're pushing the positive affirmations on kids who are confused sexually, you know, they're also doing this with kids. You know, and in the same way, it is parents, well, they actually said mothers. Mothers can choose to euthanize a disabled baby up to 12 months old. So
Oh.
they're really
Oh, really? That really?
extending it.
That's in, is that in the legislation, really?
No, it hasn't been passed yet, but the drafts are out there and people are discussing the draft legislation that's going to be
As
voted
the
on
other,
on
as the
17th of
euthanasia
March.
thing, because I know from the accreditation boards with the what do they call it, the gender thing, I don't think you've got any choice but to send them down that path.
Yeah.
And so, no matter what you think as a counsellor, although I've got some counsellors who just counsel people with gender identity issues, and but I'm not sure what,
I
but it's
just feel like
definitely
there's quite a dark path with some of this. They call it
yeah.
affirming, you know, but really it's very confusing and not
Well,
good
the
for a
problem is you
teenage
can't even
brain.
talk about it in public without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And so a lot of professionals just, well, you just tick the box and you go, okay, send them there. Because what else are you going to do anyway? I
Yeah.
mean, it's a pit. But it'd be good.
This is where I love doing kinesiology because part of
But
what I
bringing it
do in.
into, but they're often little kids. And, you know, I can't say anything about it because of my own accredited ethics, but I won't talk about that, but I will talk about the assisted suicide thing. I think that because I read a little bit of that and they said mature children,
Yes, mature
right?
children from 12 years
That,
old.
right, that's what the word was. And in counseling, it's like with consent, I mean, it's the general rule is they have to be 16 to have full consent without their parents' support, but they use this word mature. Mature young adolescent, but
Yes.
mature child is like
Oh,
I
it's
just don't.
MAID, medical assistance in dying.
Right, no, but I saw the word mature child, and I don't know how these people think about their own children because I've got a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 26-year-old, but they're just little babies,
Yeah.
and they're certainly not. And what? And was it really saying without their parents' consent?
Absolutely. It seems to be similar to if a child is confused with it, and I know you can't discuss this, but it seems to be similar that if a child is confused with their sexuality, that they can bypass the parent and the teacher can take the child to a doctor and start the process without parents' permission. So that's definitely happening in South Australia and Victoria, here in Australia.
Assisted suicide.
No. Starting the transgender process without parental permission or knowledge.
Right. Right.
And one of the discussions I was listening to in Canada was saying exactly the same thing, that you would simply be at home and your child would not come home because the doctor or nurse or whatever
This thing,
had taken care of it.
undermining the family thing is for, I find very concerning, and you know, it was in one area, now it's moving into another area, and you kind of go, but because the thing is with suicide is that all the data shows that the families of people who commit suicide blame themselves. Like if you have a, because I did a lot of research on young people and suicide and self-harm. And when somebody's child, usually because kids all commit suicide not that early, when kids commit suicide, it's the numbers get stronger between 16 and 24, but more they're up around 18, and so they're like little adults. But it's one of the most devastating things that can happen to any family. And so, and to not allow them to grow into, I just can't, I don't even
Yeah,
know
it's
what to say.
phenomenal. I just, and I did hear some of the quotes
Well,
from.
what if you end up with that client if I'm a counselor and they've been to referred to me and I have to affirmative that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be devastating for everybody involved in the process because they're a little kid. I
Yeah.
mean, they could wait till they're 18 until your like brain's developed, their prefrontal. So for a start,
No, for a 12-year-old, for goodness
but
sake.
the parts of the brain that even the reward bits aren't developed yet. They don't develop until like 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And that's really sad, isn't
Oh, and
it? Yeah,
look.
because suicide, anyone who's ever known anybody, when I was a teenager, one of my friends committed suicide, and I just saw the devastation around them.
Yeah.
And all their families and people never recover for the rest of their lives. You know, and a lot of these things that are being taken as we've talked, the superego, socially normal,
Yeah.
when they change socially normal to an extent where what's normal is little kids assisted dying. I mean, you know, this stuff started in the behavioral psychology with that Australian philosopher Peter Singer, and they were talking about this stems out of the debate of quality of life for disabled people. Do you
Yes.
know what I mean? That they didn't
Yes.
have a quality of life and they used it with animals and they were trying to adapt it to human models. I remember that. Peter Singer was saying that. He's an Australian ethicist, I guess. Except when it comes to little kids, they're not actually making choices by themselves anyway.
No.
And because the parts of their brains that make global choices, so
Yeah.
global choices, global goals are progressive life goals. They don't, so localized perspective that addicts have, that teenagers have, that doesn't finish until after your prefrontal cortex develops.
Yeah.
So starting to think about future goals and
And
future
when's that?
orientation. Like in the, they say they don't. So you see, and the pattern is that teenagers go through their adolescence, they go through young adulthood from, 18 to 20 something, and they basically, most kids just have a party and relax and
Yeah.
get a job, and they're not really, and even if they're going to uni, they're having fun. You
Right.
know what I mean? They're there because being a young adult's about having fun.
Yeah.
And then, and the reason is because, girls develop a little bit faster than boys, but the part of the brain that it's the part if the reward system develops earlier, so kids get addicted to things easily because once something gets approved in the reward system, you can just keep having it. It'll just, I want that, I want that, I want that. And then with the prefrontal cortex, which the whole top of the brain, which regulates global behavior, doesn't really start kicking in till after it's fully developed, between 23 and 25.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, people start thinking usually about having kids and, I mean, all of those
Yeah.
future-orientated things. So to not allow people to get to that age,
Yes.
right, where their brains develop, to me is the biggest concern,
Yeah.
because how do they know? Does that mean that because they're dependent, does that mean that the ideas that they're having is coming from somewhere else? Because I don't believe they'll start having their own ideas that are fully their own ideas until they're 25.
Yeah. And of course,
Right?
we're
So
hearing in the
these
media.
ideas, so this 12-year-old who says they want to die, whose idea is it?
Yeah.
Where did they get the idea? Because we know from all of the studies that if they put a program on Netflix or the television about suicide, it causes social contagion and the suicide rate goes up every time.
Yes.
So, and they use this excuse, oh, we're trying to understand suicide better.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, a whole bunch of people just killed themselves because you put the show on TV and there was a big controversy over that.
Yeah.
And so the internet, my thing is that really that little kid's voice? Because
Yes.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you really have a voice until it's after 18,
Yeah.
because you're not finished growing yet. Your brain hasn't finished growing. They know that girls 22, 23, boys 23 to 25.
Yeah.
And so if and because they're because the global perspective, which is future orientation, kicks in, then suicide's about future orientation. So who are the people putting the ideas into the kids' heads? I don't believe it's their own thinking.
Yeah.
And I also know from not only people I know, but I've talked to counselors who've worked in all day with kids self-harm. You know what I mean, especially girls cutting themselves, really common problem. They all do it in groups. One does it, then the next does it, then and they're all
Oh,
doing it together.
and
And
there are
you're kind of
Facebook
going,
groups and online groups about how to do it, you know, so you get the best benefit without killing yourself. Like there's so much information online about how to do it, so you get the
right.
most sympathy and the most dopamine.
Right. The most important thing here is that we say to anybody listening, if you're having any suicidal thoughts or issues, actually get in contact with the there's help Lifeline or suicide helpline. There's all sorts of lines that people that you can get in touch with about this. Because I know we're talking about this, so I just want to put that in.
No,
If you
that's
have
great.
these issues, seek
Yeah.
help, and if you know your kids are, seek help from whatever help's available.
Yes.
Oh, that's such
Yeah.
a that's such a that's really interesting going through that, because future perspective starts doesn't start until later. Proper future perspective, global goals. Some kids get them early, and they slowly, you know, because the localized perspective in teenagers slowly bridges over time. But really, the genuine future perspective only happens after the prefrontal cortex is finished growing, right? And here we are talking about 12-year-olds and claiming that they have a future perspective, a
Yeah.
global perspective where they have decided that their global future outcome is so bad they want to stop it. That's extraordinary, because they're
Yeah.
not old enough to, they're actually not old enough to actually have an individual perspective. Yeah, that I didn't know that. I knew that in the study, but putting it, laying it out like that's really interesting. That's
Yeah.
sad.
And I was listening to an interview with a guy from the States yesterday, and on the day after Thanksgiving, just gone. They passed a law so that there is no, I think, the Human Health and Services, I don't think it was the CDC, I think it was the HHS. They passed or they changed legislation so that there is no expected level of health care for people with mental health in. So until now, like you said before, you know, mental health is one of the things that you mentioned. Our scholar here in Australia, there's like a expected level of care we should be able to have with people. They've
Okay.
removed that in the States. And in the last 3 years, they have 40 million more people on government social security. So they had 60
Oh,
million before the
because of the
pandemic.
pandemic. Yeah.
It's now 100 million people. And he was saying that if they are removing expected health care, and they're moving towards things like the social credit score and things like that. So who knows what they will insist that we do so that we can get our little, you know, bit of money from the government. He said these are the low-hanging fruit that, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, in the US, you can see very obviously if they're doing that, what's happening. Like the homeless situation there is an incredible phenomenon. Like in every city, there's just whole suburbs full of tents.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the people are addicted to drugs, but a lot of people just can't afford a house.
Yes.
And so And a lot of people in those groups have mental health problems.
Yeah.
You know, I watch a YouTube channel called Soft White Underbelly, and this guy interviews homeless people, and it's really amazing listening to their stories. And really, so they've cut off a tier of
Yeah,
mental
they've taken
support.
away a level of protection or a, yeah, so it was something like that, you know, that
Was
basically
that
they.
so that was that so they could afford to pay the people who were made unemployed during the pandemic?
Who knows? You know, there's all sorts of other things going on with money around the world as well at the moment. You know, like the G8, G7, back in 2017, 2018, all of those countries had to create a bail-in legislation, which we passed here in Australia, you know, so bailouts. So remember back 2008,
The banks.
2011, yes, so whenever that was, and the government bailed out, you know, this huge thing that caused a recession around the world. Well, the G7, G8, you know, they decided that they were going to create a bail-in. So now everyone who has money in a banking institution or a superannuation, we are now partners with the bank. And so we will have to bail in if the World Bank or whoever comes to Australia and says, we want our $1.3 trillion back. Australia doesn't have the money. So
Has
we have
Australia got
now been legislated.
it? Is that our debt now?
Oh, something like that, 1.3. We went up over $1 trillion during the pandemic somewhere.
Can we really?
So we have now got past legislation, but it was back in 2017, 2018. Took about 4 or 5 years. It was when Obama was in Brisbane. Remember that when that was about 10 years ago? Or 10, 12 years ago. So that's when they created the need to create this bail-in. And that has happened with all of the G7 countries. So at some stage, when whoever the banking moguls are, they come to Australia and say, we want our money back. We have bail-in legislation. And they can take the money out of our bank accounts, they can take the money out of our superannuations. So I don't so.
Well, in the financial crash, a lot of people lost a lot of superannuation anyway, and a lot of the governments had been putting the money. In Australia, what they got off the federal government, the state governments were putting in the stocks and bonds markets, and so they lost too.
Yeah, so it's
From
going to
my
be an interesting
understanding.
time moving forward. And it's yeah, there's just all sorts of shenanigans going on with legislation all around the world associated with everything financial, health, and freedom, from what as far as
Well,
I can see.
it's all about the baby boomers' retirement fund.
Oh yeah.
That's
Yeah, they want them.
the X generation. The X generation are coming on board now, and they kind of took everything off us before we started.
So I know we've gone off on some big tangents today, but it's nice doing a Joe Rogan with you.
That was really interesting about the suicide. I didn't, you know, when you put it in context, that they're not somebody who has a future orientation yet, that isn't, they're not actually there. Whether they can think about the future, I find that very strange. Because they're
Yeah, there
just
was,
like,
I
you know,
can't
we're.
remember what it was called, but there was a TV show starring who's the tall, blonde, beautiful chick in the UK, about 60 years old, short blonde hair. She's aged beautifully. She was in a TV show back in 2018 where they were covering things like global crises and climate change, and all these kids were choosing to be part of the equivalent of a metaverse. So I'm opting out of life. I'm choosing to go be in this little metaverse. So I'm not a footprint on the planet. I'm not choosing to be part of this. And parents were like, what do you mean you're choosing to be, you know, and the metaverse is just an example. That's not what they said in the TV show. But Emma Thompson. And I watched the first two episodes. I could not watch another episode. It was so disgraceful with the pre-programming from 5 years ago with what they were putting out there. It was, well, it was about children choosing not to live on the planet. Children choosing But they weren't saying assisted suicide. They would just go live in the equivalent of a metaverse. So taking their consciousness, going and putting it in some sort of, I haven't watched it, so I can't say. But in the last couple of years, I've had lots of people say, oh my God, have you seen
Oh,
this series?
there's some weird stuff I
It's
saw the other day.
atrocious.
Thing we're having an open chat today because I normally won't go. I saw this thing the other day on TV. Someone showed me actually called body sheets.
Sheets.
They've got the sheath,
Oh,
TH, like
okay,
a
right.
artificial body that you can put your consciousness in. And the other thing I saw that was related is they've got, there's already organizations able to do it. They've got baby incubators.
Oh,
You
they're
can go back.
horrendous. People don't think that's real. Let me see if I can find that because
Oh, it sounded like I know, but I saw an advertisement.
one of those places can make up to 30,000 per year babies. And what makes me think about how disgraceful it is the fact that they are, where is it? Nope, they've just got normal incubators. Anyway, but they basically, you wonder what is going to be feeding it. Oh,
It's
here it
possible
is.
that might be true. It looked like this thing I saw was a promotional video,
Oh, it's 100% true. Here it is.
and all they're waiting for is legislation.
Can you see that
Yeah,
baby?
and I saw an
What?
article. Yeah, and you
What is
can text,
Ectolife? So this
and you
is from
text your
14th
voice
of
to them,
December
and
last year.
well, I guess
Yeah, it says, have you ever
what.
imagined a baby being produced in a factory-like environment in what looks like a scene from Keanu Reeves' Matrix? A video of rows of babies being grown inside a pod. But what worries me is that there's no heartbeat for that baby. They're saying it's a germ-free environment. The whole thing about mother's breast milk, mother's wombs, crawling out the birth canal is about priming your immune system. Priming your
Not
immune
only,
system. So we are
not only your,
removing that from children.
not only that, but the relationship between the mother and the baby
Absolutely.
is producing oxytocin, and immediately, so the studies are is the longer the mum can be with the baby, because mums have a particular type of nurturing that dads don't have, that is the reciprocal, because they're working out that babies can reciprocate all the time. As soon as they're born, they reciprocate back. You know, they go, they're not really smiling, they are. It's like they can, and so there's a hormonal exchange of oxytocin. And so that's already going on in the womb. And that oxytocin exchange, they found in the studies that people who get less of that have less self-regulation, they can't control their emotions. And so you're kind of like, and of course, statistically, that's not in every case.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, kids who grow up in a perfect family environment become psychopaths, or, do you know what I mean? So there's no, it's always a statistical average. But when I look at that, I'd say the statistical average is that, like you say, on the hormonal level, on the, I'm sorry, what do you say, on the
Oh, you the
digestive
microbiome,
level?
the germ level, that heart connection, like the heart's an electrical, it's an electrical organ. Like that electricity between mother and child is so important.
But also oxytocin reciprocation and so many things.
Absolutely.
That's gone from formula feeding to this.
Just shocking. And
No, so that you don't have to mess up your vagina.
yes, well, it said for women without wombs, just saying.
Oh, is it? Oh, so they're starting as,
I
oh, they're
don't
starting with
know, but
a.
that's what they're saying.
Oh, so it's just IVF on steroids.
Yep,
That's what they're
totally.
saying.
And because
Okay.
there's so many different types of families out there these days.
No, but I know that. But I know that some people do have surrogate kids, so they don't have to damage their.
For JJ's.
Yeah, their JJs.
Yeah,
It's
so
okay to say they're technically
it is an
real.
interesting time moving forward, and I wonder what little conscience, what are these little humans that they're going to create in there? Are they just going to be perfect little government, stooges? They don't have a thought that's come from that connection between their mother and father and the seven generations of stuff that's supposed to be in there from birth. Like, how's
Well,
he going to screw with all of this?
it is, but it is something that is in Brave New World. That's how they made
Yes.
the babies in Brave New World. Like, I just
Yes.
go, yeah, everyone's talking about 1984, but I'm always looking for the Brave New World.
Yeah.
Assisted suicide, that'd be Brave New World. Like,
I actually had a client in here the other day, and her son, he's like, oh, 2021. One of his best friends was wearing a metaverse jacket. And the mother, who's very awake, she said, well, what's this? What's with this metaverse jacket? And of course, it is a wearable device. So the whole time you're wearing this device,
virtual reality.
it's like an iWatch or a phone that's connected to your health data or anything that's in your body. You know, we've got people using the little chips in their wrists. You know, like in, you know, there's lots of countries that are doing those now. We've got the quantum dot technology in lots of African countries with the Billy Gates's, you know, quantum dot technology so that they can know
That
exactly
holds their
how many.
medical record.
Yeah, exactly. So they know how many jibbity jabs they've had and stuff like that. So there's lots of this stuff out there, but this metaverse jacket allows these kids to have all their information going to the data. So when they are in their 3D world of the metaverse, it's got all of their data in there. So it's a more realistic experience.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So it's like building a impressions of their body the whole time. Man.
It's getting very interesting. And the World Economic Forum, the last 2 years in a row, has talked about wearable devices for tracking and tracing because the, you know, we're.
Well, you're better off tracking and tracing your roles.
Yes, I
You get
would
a much
agree.
better, you
Yeah,
much get a
so bringing
better
it back
outcome.
to the
And
roles,
you can develop,
absolutely.
and you can develop your internal garden. We've got our own metaverse. We've got our own internal video screen that we don't use. It's three-dimensional, and you might find yourself in there with a guide or who knows what. But you know, it's like well, it's like Jung says, it's just all pushing the external out, right? And he goes, the Western institutions are all, and so the inward flow, right? The inward flow isn't happening
Inward.
in the West. And well, the metaverse is an example of it. Inward, what do you say? What was the joke?
Yinward. Yang. Yang is external. Yin is inward. Yin is inside.
Right, inward.
So yinward.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yinward. We gotta get more yinward.
Yeah.
Because this stuff with the especially the baby pods, except, you know, like all liberalization happens with a like an emergency.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like for example, so we've got women who don't have womb, so we're making it,
Yes.
except well, 30,000 in each town.
Yeah, it's
But
a pretty big
just
facility.
that's a big facility, and you kind of go, oh, and so the liberalization happens for emergency, like and then but it becomes mainstream and part of the super ego. And it no longer is a liberalized, unusual thing for an emergency situation. It now becomes part of the superego where you've got a right to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so a lot of things that, you know, like I think that something like divorce, do you know what I mean? Like we're living through a lot of the unintended consequences of mass divorce that started in 19 in the mid-70s. And I'm
Yes.
not saying that. But the original reason that they set that up is because women were being abused, men were being abused, kids were being abused, and some people cannot get on and needed a way out. But then it becomes, so it was originally for, except
A
in
good
Australia,
reason.
when they originally for a very good reason. And then, but in Australia, when they brought it in 1974, I think there was a 2-year waiting list in the divorce courts to get through. Because there was such a massive bang at it, so many people. And, you know, and rather than, like, in my view, the psychology, the current studies on things should be good enough so that people who are a bit iffy should really be able to improve their relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bit too expensive for people, but I see a lot of people breaking up who didn't need to break up.
Yeah.
And all they went out with got with someone worse in some cases, and just put
Well,
their
they
kids
haven't
through that.
fixed anything. If you haven't actually done any internal work, how are you going to find a better relationship out there? If you
Well, the
haven't worked
analogy.
on yourself, if you haven't worked on you being out there in a relationship, if you haven't worked on being a partner and a friend and a lover and a person who is willing and able to connect with people, how are you going to find a good person out there?
Yeah, in couples counseling, it's the idea that two people are on the edge of a divorce and they've come in to see you and they've both got a really long list of what they want the other person to change, but they don't have a list of what they want to change in
Yeah.
themselves. And you know, and I think that's a part of that. It's sad. I hope people get on better and they have beautiful relationships and become deep soulmates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they need to change the marriage word and put soulmate in there so that people actually start doing what they're supposed to. Like,
Yeah.
I noticed when we're writing our relationship up, we put soul relationship in our roles. We both put soul mate, and I've seen other people encouraged to do it like that because that's what's really going on.
Yeah.
When things reach their potential, that's what you're becoming, aren't you? Not
Yes.
just a wife or a husband, you know, you're becoming soulmate, you're becoming close, you know each other really well, you know where your points of irritation and goodness are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope people can get on better, and all of these polarizations aren't helping people getting on. So we can get people to be a bit more holistic about start with themselves and maybe
Yeah.
extend to their families and a little bit at a time. I mean,
Yeah.
all this stuff in the world is good for business for me, so
Yeah. Well, yeah. Unfortunately. Or fortunately.
yeah. I know, right?
Yeah, no, it's all good.
No, that's my humor. I'm just like, oh, this is good for business.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Reckon
remember early
everything.
on in the pandemic and I saw Russell Brand. He was interviewing a woman who's a divorce coach. It was in the first 6 months.
Right.
And she was really excited because she said, "Oh, this is great. We're getting six times the amount of divorces." And he sort of did his little blurb saying, "Don't you think working on people's relationships would be a good idea rather than being excited that divorces are up six times?" Anyway.
People have got such bad skills. And another thing, it was on the ABC, it was, and I was reading an article about it while at uni, that a lot of people are going to individual counselling when they've got a family or a couple problem, and that isn't helping very much
Yeah.
because if you really want it to work, you need somebody who's like trained in couples and family counselling, or because that's what I did my
Yeah.
major in, because they don't use no they use all the counseling techniques, but they use system therapies too. Do you know what I mean? And look at generational patterns, because a lot of the things that come up for us in our relationship, we learned as kids through social learning,
Yeah.
and so we, you know, it's just like come through like that.
Yeah,
And
and it's
you
so subconscious and unconscious, we don't even think about them. You know, how many belief systems do we have that no longer serve us? You know?
That's
And
isn't that
even if
amazing?
it's as
We all
basic
grew up
as I
Catholic
am
or
fat, I
Christian.
am lazy, I am freckly, I am ugly, I don't deserve the best. What do we believe as a little kid because we were told it over and over again by people who didn't love us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that. I still think I'm ugly. I say to my wife, I go, oh, he goes, you're good looking. I go, no, I'm not. I feel ugly. I have ever since I was 12.
12,
You know.
interesting.
Well, I
Lucky
don't
there
know.
were
I
no
guess that's
laws
a.
there at the time to it.
What do you mean?
Oh, the assisted suicide laws. Lucky there was nothing
Oh,
like that
right.
around. Like, thank goodness we made
Right.
it through our teenage years, for goodness sake. Like people our
Yeah.
generation, there was crap going on. Like, imagine having that as a rule. I could go to the hospital, say, "This is what I want." Okay. It
Wow.
just it's just
I think I find that I just find I find that particularly strange because of the stage of brain development is, you know, because
yes, but
what
you're thinking
it
logically and consciously and with empathy. That's not what these guys
yeah
are doing.
yeah but there's something else about this too that so no, it's just got me thinking, because in family therapy there's these two points that if something happens it can be devastating, like for example, if your parents separate between when these lower parts of the brain are developing, between 1 and 4, there can often be really severe grief and the side effects of that, but also for teenagers between 12 and 14, if like parents, because the study on kids and separation and divorce is fairly, I mean, it gets almost pushed under, but the data's there. And kids whose parents separate during those early teenagers can be really have long-term effects on their mind. They don't feel loved. They don't feel like, because they're old enough in that age to sort of know a bit what's going on. And if they just never see their dad again or their mum, which is less likely in that case, but they just think that, so they'll go, men don't love me. I never deserve to be loved. Do you know what I mean? Those things come about when they get separated from an adult at that age, and a lot of parents divorce when the kids are that age. And you know, so I wonder about the suicide. There's also an increase in suicidal patterning. Like, for example, I read in Australian studies, because we get a lot of the data from the US, but and because you have to engage in, like, the ethics of counseling is equality of families. In other words, you're not allowed to say that this family form's better than the other. And that kind of covers up a lot of stuff. Like, within these are Australian studies on the Australian government website, and they're showing the ratios between children with step parents in the home. And they found that self-harm was four times as much, major self-harm, four times as often if there was a step parent in the home. And so divorce is one thing
That's
that
amazing.
we live. Yeah, so the and there's other ones around that are suicide related as well, that are nearly the same ratio. So it's like, so divorce is one thing, right? So everyone goes, you know, so divorces are right, and that's okay. I think no fault divorce law is good, although that's not really what it's like, because everybody takes what appears to be civil action against if someone did something wrong anyway. So they might as well kept the old fault divorce laws anyway, because of what happens in the family court, it seems to be. Except the thing is that people aren't just divorcing. People will nearly often separate and be with someone else already. They're already having an affair, and then they're subjecting the kids to that new person, right? So
They're
what I
very
believe
early
about
on
this
in the
whole thing is
piece.
that, right, and so the thing is that, so these kids will, yeah, that's right. These kids will have a traumatic effect from the grief and the loss, because grief and loss has just as big a side effects as trauma and abuse often. And so, ironically, and so what you've got is two things going on there. The story's not being told properly, because one thing that's happening is that the parents are separating from their kids, but they're also putting another adult in the home that the kids didn't choose or doesn't necessarily like. Like, and sometimes abuses them, because the abuse rate of step parents is like, that happens to higher rate sexual abuse, you know? And so, you know, so it's, I wonder if, because they're adult decisions. So I make, because when you see adults divorcing, they say they're doing it for the kids, but then you see the statistical effect on those kids, and you're like, well, did you really do it for the kids? And then they get into another relationship with another guy or another girl who often the kids don't get on with. They certainly didn't do that for the kids. You know, so I'm, you know, so, and that just makes me wonder about that whole thing about in the empathy studies where those traditional caring and social caring roles, you know, how I remember growing up and how the community would just jump into things. Helping, do you remember? It's not like that anymore. Everyone's become more depotentialized, you know. And so those power and control things, that those traits are growing, they seem to be crossing over with situations like that, where, so, you know, because the empathy for the other, well, first we start with our own part gender, you know, I mean, our partners. Do you know what I mean? If there's no empathy, if you can't, you know, something, I don't know.
And I think this is where, you know, a lot of the so-called freedom movements or the people who are out there doing community education about, you know, big global shenanigans going on. They're trying to build communities again. They realize that this has been lost. They realize you've got to know your farmers. You've got to know your, you know, you've got to know your neighbors. You've got to know people within your communities so that if something happens and there's not enough food, we've got connections with people. It's not like we're going to, you know, it's really important to build that as well. From a, it's during World War II, I think, the government asked people to grow their own food to take pressure off the food supply. You know,
yeah, in England, they're called victory gardens.
Yeah. So whereas governments are passing legislation so that you can't grow your own food, there's weird legislation being passed around the place. So they're making everything very challenging and difficult to create that community and to, you know, they're just making things still silly, you know, but people don't know about it. And these laws keep getting passed.
People don't know about it because they go to work and they're too busy.
Yes.
People are busy and people are working really.
Big government gets away with stuff.
But they're busy too. Do you know what I mean? Because there's this thing going on where if people are so busy, they don't think of a holistic way of seeing themselves and others. It's quite possible that their administrators who are running everything do the same thing. They work all day and go home and watch TV.
Yeah.
The rulers of the world
and they believe mainstream media and everything going on without thinking about it.
Well, mainstream media seems to say things without thinking about it all the time.
I'm sure they're being paid well to say what they're thinking, to say what they're.
Didn't that start in Australia with the Murdochs, where corporations were allowed to buy sections of the paper and then you couldn't have anything that was against those sponsors? I think that started in an Australian.
Well, even with, so one of my aunts gets both the Australian and the Courier Mail, and in both of those major Australian newspapers, they did not mention Novak Djokovic winning the Australian Open.
Really?
They mentioned the women's finals. They did not mention the men's finals at all.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. One of my aunts reads them from beginning to end, and there was not a word. That's how much they did not want to put it out there that he had won. Interesting.
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Yeah, right. That is a funny thing, isn't it? So I think that it's interesting because what I see about the mainstream news mainly, and the reason that I'll watch alternative news sources is because they leave stuff out.
Yeah.
Right. What you just said is the common reason that people are searching on the internet to actually find out what's going on, because the mainstream news, it's omissions, right? So it's the same thing. It's the same thing as with a lot of things where, the people making the omission get away with it. The person being loud, do you know what I mean? They're everyone's pointing at them because they're making themselves really obvious.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing in families. It's often the neglect that causes the greater problems than, say, an abuse.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, for example, with abuse, and they've done a lot of research on it now, you know, some kids aren't in a family of five, some are and some aren't. I don't know if it's cut down the middle, but with neglect and the subtle things, like, because neglect in a family situation is the same as leaving out part of the news that's important.
Yeah.
It's like no one understands what's going on. Really, they left that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so they hate him for something.
Gee,
that's pretty incredible. Yeah, isn't that amazing? He was allowed to play here, though.
Allowed.
Well,
meanwhile, Dr. Peter McCullough hasn't been approved to come into Australia for next week, so he's going to be doing some talks all around Australia. So far, they haven't approved his visa.
But he's just a normal guy.
One of the most cited. He's more cited than Dr. Fauci now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently as of last week.
Peter McCullough.
Yeah.
He's that,
he's the cardiologist.
Does he do that Peak Prosperity show?
I don't know. He's got his own podcast. And he's a cardiologist and he's
I know.
Yeah. Anyway. That's just funny. Australia doesn't like people who don't follow their narrative.
Right. But they're just researchers.
Yeah.
They're really highly qualified people. Isn't he one of the most cited?
Yes, he might be the most cited person in cardiology in the world.
But he was that before the pandemic
He
started.
absolutely was. He has been on many, many boards of efficacy for medications in America. He's amazing. He's a, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's amazing. And he's been across
Right.
mainstream media speaking for 3 years. He's spoken at Congress many occasions.
Well,
And
but he's spoken at Congress. Why are they leaving him? Isn't he just a normal doctor, researcher?
because
He's
he's
like
published a
the
book.
best in his field.
Yeah,
Oh.
he's published a book with because he's speaking with Dr. Marek.
Oh.
Anyway,
They don't want him to come to Australia.
they haven't approved him yet. So far we've got tickets. I'm going. I'm such a nerd.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, since when do people have to be approved? Is he on a list of people who are bad? Is that what it is?
No. Do you remember the VAXXED movie from about 6, 7 years ago?
Oh, yeah. The one that got cancelled. Who was that?
Yep.
Stallone
So
was promoting it?
Hankin Lively was not allowed into Australia, but he ended up making a good he had some fun with it. He sent a letter to whoever was the prime minister at the time, I think it was Malcolm Turnbull, and basically wrote this big thing about Jibbity Jabs and how he would meet him and he'd be fantastic to chat to him and how he was going to do this big science education thing all around Australia. So he basically wrote this thing knowing that he and Peter Dutton was the person at the time who got to approve him or not approve him, and he said absolutely not. So he's one of the four most hated people that isn't ever allowed to come into Australia.
Oh.
David Icke's another one. Anyway,
Oh, he's a
at the
but David Icke's a podcaster. He's not like he's not the top of his field in something. That's a
No.
different
It's just
category.
funny. It's just funny he hasn't had his visa approved yet. But
Right.
certainly they're expecting it's going to go ahead, but it hasn't happened yet. As of yesterday morning, it hadn't been approved yet.
Isn't that funny? I've seen him talking a couple of times and he seems like really nice.
Oh, he's phenomenal. He's a great guy and
Right.
he's
No,
very
a really nice
factual
guy.
and yeah, he's great. Well, we really should round up to David and yes, that's been great.
We'll get
We
back to
did.
being whole, and I'll get back to ignoring all the stuff in the world and focusing on my roles, because once you get into them, I mean, who cares what's happening in the world? Those big people, I can't change what they're doing, and if they're
I
happy
interviewed
with that, I
James
am.
Rugusky this morning about the
Right.
international health regulations, and he said the word ignorant, he spells it, he says it differently. He said as he calls it ignorant. So when you're ignoring something, you can be ignorant, but you are choosing to ignore it, which makes you.
Well, that tunes into what we're talking about neglect.
Yeah.
And so if you think about the word ignore, neglect, and then what's the word after neglect in law? Negligence.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Right. And so that's tautology. So yeah, so ignore, neglect. And so the mainstream media neglected to put, what's his name? Djokovic on TV, on the paper.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Imagine doing that. They left out the. I just never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, and he's been like the number one in the world for something like, I think it was 300 weeks or something, 370 weeks he's been number one in the world now, even
Yeah,
missing
that's
those big
incredible.
tournaments last year. Like he's phenomenal.
Oh, he's legendary, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's an awesome human being. Every time I hear him speak, I just think he's a lovely, spiritual, kind, empathetic human being.
Right.
Like he does a lot of internal work. He's a good human
Oh,
being.
he does that.
Oh
Well, I
yeah,
haven't
no,
seen him.
I've heard him talk spiritually to people.
Right. I don't watch the news, so oh, he is. Is he really? Isn't that
Yeah.
interesting?
Oh no. Well, that stuff isn't on the news, you crazy person.
Right. Oh, well, you could think, like, I don't know. lot of sports people go to counselors because after they win, they collapse and they need
Yeah.
help up.
Well, he's got a
That's pretty.
3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and you know, so
Yeah,
he's
right.
looking forward to spending time with his
Oh,
family.
he's got little kids.
Yeah.
Oh, good. He could come here and win it then.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Thing it was so bizarre last time.
So I'll bet he knows all his identities by the sound of it and works on them all. He'll be goal-oriented there.
Well, most major sport people are, and
Yeah.
they consider everything very seriously because one little thing can wreck their career.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's been awesome.
All right, love your work, Madonna. Nice
Yeah, that's
chatting.
great, David. And
Steve, I normally get a bit it was interesting to talk about those more serious things. The
yes.
Canadian thing really gets me from the brain developmental point of view.
Oh, it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. It's
Right.
yeah, it's well, without
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah. I just sit there and wonder about things. I try to get not too emotional. I just think, and I kind of think, and why Canada? It keeps happening in Canada, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they're so left. Well, it's not left. To me, it's global and everyone else. You know, the
But
globalists
these things,
want.
but aren't these things coming out of the public services rather than the politicians? Like, where does it come from? I don't know. Like, because it's like we're sorry to just bring it back. Like, deGrasse Tyson said, it's like, is that who are they talking about? The public servants or the politician? Or do you know what I mean? Like, there's this internationally. You can tell by this, there's a whole collective of public servants working together in the West who all seem to have agreements on all these points.
Yeah.
And the politicians get the blame for it, but
And
sometimes I
there's all
wonder how
these
much.
unelected people in the background who have
No,
connections to.
but it's always like that. And the most thing that we know about is because of America, because they get so much media, and lots of presidents say they talk about. When they get in, and when they get in, they realize they can't do very much because
Yeah.
the public services are already doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And and like JFK tried to go against that. That's the public service group,
Yeah.
and he didn't do very well out of it. He ended up
No,
with his
and when
little
I
brother.
interviewed, yeah, when I interviewed Dr. Rima Laibo between Christmas and New Year, and she's been a GP for nearly 53 years, and she was actually in the Rose Garden the week before JFK did his speech
Right.
that was about secret societies and how these
Oh, I saw that years ago. I thought that was
Yeah,
a good speech.
so that speech, which is amazing, she was in the Rose Garden as a child when he spoke that the next week. So she always
Right.
had this sense of connection to human beings as opposed to globalists, to community as opposed to big business. And, you know, so she just had this unique perspective as a little 9-year-old kid. I think she was nine.
There must be something about the decline in empathy that comes from because they're groups too. Like, and when you look at some things that have happened over the last few years, you can outwardly say that as even though they're emergency conditions, they're not empathetic at all.
No.
Like, like when you tell people not to speak to each other over
Yes.
the fence, you're not
And
even close to them.
when you do actually have a look at the changes they want to the international health regulations, which is what I did my podcast with James Roguski on, one of the things that they want to remove is the word dignity. So
Oh.
India is wanting to remove 13 words from the international health regulations, which
How
feeds
are
into
they?
the World Health Organization, so that we no longer need dignity to be part
India
of
wants to
the
take
World
that
Health
out?
Organization. Pardon?
Does India want to take that out?
Yeah, but
Oh.
there's like 46 pages of changes they want, you know. So,
Right.
and all of that is in my interview with James Roguski.
You
So.
know, a lot of those words are like greenwashing. They talk about it, but that's not really what goes on.
No,
You
but
know.
they're also changing to the word shall something like 256 times during there. So instead of things being a suggestion, they're changing it to shall which of course has, in a legal terminology, that means that it's must. The I think it was Sri Lanka, no, not Sri Lanka, Indonesia maybe. There is like another word that's for suggestion, but basically they're changing it to must. So there's all of these countries. All of these countries have got all of these changes. They had to have all of their suggestions to the International Health Regulatory Agency, a meeting which finished on the 13th of January this year. And then the following week, they had like a World Health Organization meeting. The following week, they had a World Economic Forum meeting, you know, and we've just hit February. Yeah.
Well, lucky and in 2 weeks, lucky I'm a conspiracy therapist.
I was chatting to a doctor this morning from New Zealand, and he was saying Jacinda, so she was speaking at the World Economic Forum, and she did this big speech the day that she quit, by the way. So she quit New Zealand, then she went off to the World Economic Forum, did this big speech about how we have to take away natural therapies and give them to Big Pharma to oversee.
Really?
So only Big Pharma approved natural therapies is what they want.
But isn't that what happened? What was that movie that got made about the AIDS crisis?
Oh, yeah, with Matthew McConaughey.
Wasn't that what was happening in that?
Yes.
They were removing the alternative treatments for the AIDS patients.
Yes. Yeah, so you had to go to Mexico to do it. Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah, so that was all about Fauci and what he did during that process.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so very much.
Right, I haven't seen that for a long time. Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. And in March 2020, our premier here in Queensland, she removed 15 drugs for our doctors here in Queensland so that they could not use them once coronavirus came into Queensland. So there was a list of 15 drugs that if doctors here used them, they could go to jail and lose their license.
Wow.
And they were things that have a long history of being used in respiratory issues and immune system issues. So it's all been very bizarre for several years. And anyway,
right. That's what was happening in that movie, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I haven't seen it for a long time. Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see it again with Dr. Frodsky online in my brain.
It was a funny like 80s movie, and yeah, it was about it. Was it about it? Was that about a naturopath? Was it? Because I remember
not at all. They were pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, they were just doctors.
Yeah, they were pharmaceutical drugs that were cheap because they didn't have the patents on them anymore. So you know, once drugs get out, they're like the ones that we have not been able to use in the last 3 years for people.
I thought that was about naturopaths because I remember just the guy in the office who was always, you know, trying to help, and he was having everything. I thought he was using naturopathic. Oh, so they were medical drugs.
Yeah.
Right. There might have been
some natural stuff, but I remember watching it and thinking, you're just swapping one drug for another. But I've only just read Robert F. Kennedy's book in the last year. So
there's
whole chapters on about that and how much shenanigans went on with that fraud.
Yeah, I think they've been at it for a long time.
They have been.
And you know, the world, you know, call it the material world, it's got a history of having pretty bad leaders most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't got a good reputation of having good leaders. You get a good one like JFK, and look what happened to him and his brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
So once again, you've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., just a bloody genius, you know, and such a good human being.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen much of him.
Yeah. Anyway, David, we really should round up.
Here we are.
We really have.
Oh, I love your work, but not a book, eh?
We really have Joe Rogan it.
Oh, have we? I had no idea. That was so much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice chatting, Madonna.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.